Two big crowds meet face to face in the Gospel of today. Therefore, we are speaking of a clash. On the one hand, you have the crowd of mourning people. They are weeping, they are sad, and they are being led by death in the saddest form of a young man's corpse. On the other hand, there is also a young man. This time is Jesus Christ, and he calls himself the life, and he is bringing life. He is renewing life everywhere, and he is followed by a big crowd of disciples. These two crowds clash at the gates of a small town called Nain. And you know, every time we have seen the same clash, we know beforehand who will be the winner and who the loser. There is a saying we repeat in almost every language: you only have for certain that you will die. This is said in many ways, in many languages. And when we say this, we are assuring that the winner is always death. But again, we are seeing the clash between the crowd led by death and the crowd led by life. With a big difference, the Lord, moved with pity, said, "Do not weep." These are words of tremendous consolation. They, in themselves, they are a big relief. This is a display of true affection. But it is more than that. This time Jesus Christ has more than words of consolation. He has powerful deeds to back his own words. And the Lord, the same Lord who said, "Do not weep," addressed the young man, "I tell you, arise." A powerful voice resounding at the gates of Nain. Arise. Powerful voice that also must resound, must encounter an echo in your life and my life. If once you belonged to darkness, this is the time to arise. Wake up. Wake up. Get off. You are free. You are alive again by the power of Jesus Christ. People were amazed, of course. Can you imagine such a picture? What was a corpse now is again a living human being, speaking, embracing his mother. It is so wonderful. It is amazing. But the Lord made this miracle not only out of compassion or in order to produce amazement. It is also to show that he is able to repeat exactly the same at the spiritual level. We read In the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, regarding some community of Christians at that time, your name is as if you were alive, but you are dead. This time the Bible, in the Apocalypse, in the Revelation, is speaking of a spiritual death. And the Lord calling this man, this young man from death, is also showing that he is powerful enough to lift us up and to renew spiritual life within us. This is the Lord we believe in. And when we realize this, what can we say? We only can repeat what the people exclaimed at that time. God has visited His people. This is the aim of the miracle, that you and I repeat, God has visited me. That's the very name of Jesus Christ. You remember the angel speaking to Joseph before Jesus' birth. The angel said that the name of the child, of the new baby, would be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The very name of Jesus Christ, His entire mission, is that we at some point are able to repeat, God has visited me. God is no longer, is not far, not anymore. Now He is with me. He has visited me. He has changed my life. He has brought me from darkness to life, from darkness to light.